Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Community development often starts at the top. To illustrate this point, Katherine Heinze, assistant professor of sport management at the University of Michigan, profiles the philanthropic efforts of the NFL's Detroit Lions.
Virtually all major league professional sports teams participate in some kind of corporate social responsibility. We conducted a case study of the Detroit Lions to examine how teams can better leverage the power of sport and their high-profile, resource-rich organizations to positively impact local community development. The Lions, one of the oldest franchises in the National Football League, recently transitioned to a new CSR approach, anchored around an initiative called Living for the City, that is more strategic and indicative of a stronger commitment to the city. They focus their efforts on two main areas, health and wellness and community development. To make the transition to this new approach, we found that the Lions went through several steps. First, they underwent an organizational restructuring, integrating their community relations department and activities into the rest of the organization. Next, to decide what areas to focus on, the team engaged in a concerted bottom-up process of identifying the needs of the city, listening and learning from community groups. The team then selected issues that were the best fit between city need and team resources and goals, landing on health and wellness and community development. To address each of these areas, the Lions developed partnerships with several well-respected organizations in Detroit, including Playworks, Eastern Market, and Goodwill Industries. Together, these partners have collaborated on a number of innovative joint programs, such as Meet Up and Eat Up with the Lions for public school children. In convening these partners, we found that the Lions engaged authentically, with respect and humility. They served as a broker between community organizations and ensured mutual benefits across partners. Overall, our study suggests that teams can play a leadership role in developing an infrastructure to support community development.
That was Katherine Heinze of the University of Michigan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.